You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. Flags are flying at half-staff today in honor of Hmong Lao Veterans Day. Joanne Krulatz explains.
During the Vietnam War, thousands of Hmong Lao people courageously fought alongside the United States and, following the end of the war, faced harsh retribution from the Vietnamese and Lao governments for their service. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were ultimately forced to flee their homes, and many later resettled in communities throughout the United States, including in Wisconsin. Today, Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. Governor Evers designated May 14th as Hmong Lao Veterans Day in Wisconsin, as May 14th, 1975, was the last day of airlift evacuation of remaining Hmong Lao soldiers and their families from the covert headquarters.
And the fire danger remains high until we get substantial rainfall. Avoid outdoor burning. Spring is the peak wildfire season in the state, and just this past week, there have been over 100 wildfires that have burned over 200 acres. Burn permits are still suspended in nearly half of the counties. And much-needed rain is on the way, but in the form of strong thunderstorms. Wisconsin is in a bullseye risk for severe weather. Hazards of hail, high winds, and even tornadoes target the state on Thursday. Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk for severe weather to spread across the majority of the state, starting midday west and working its way central through the afternoon. Arriving in eastern areas by Lake Michigan by early evening, very large hail and a few tornadoes may occur. So know now where you will take shelter if you find yourself in a tornado warning, because with the timing of this, you may be at work still, or already home, or maybe on the road. Some are spending money to try and stop a $2 billion power project. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A group called the Utility Action Alliance has started a six-figure advertising campaign targeting We Energy's proposed $2 billion natural gas project in the area. The spots urge the Public Service Commission to reject the plan. The project calls for a new gas plant in Kenosha and a storage facility in Oak Creek, with a pipeline connecting the two.
And of course, early morning and early evening are the times of the day that you need to be especially alert for deer. But right now, you should be on the lookout anytime you're driving. Joanne Krulatz tells us why.
State Patrol Sergeant Aaron Gross says motorists should be on high alert for the next several weeks as deer become more active and does begin to look for places to give birth. Gross says to avoid hitting a deer, eliminate distractions, drive at a safe speed, and scan the road ahead. Gross says if you do hit a deer, try to get your vehicle off the road and contact local law enforcement. If someone is hurt or the deer is in an active part of the road, call 911. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin last year, and 9 people were killed.
And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is now seeking applicants to take over as Barron County Sheriff. Last week, Chris Fitzgerald announced his intent to resign effective June 1st. He wants to pursue another opportunity in the private sector with Mosaic Technologies. The newly appointed sheriff will serve the remainder of the unexpired term ending in January of 2027. Interested applicants can apply for the position on the governor's website and can reach out to the governor's Office of Legal Counsel for more information. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the latest report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows a spike in the number of young people who are struggling. And 1 in 5 adults in the country experience mental illness every year. The National Alliance on Mental Health says many hesitate to seek help from stigma, fear, or uncertainty.
Feeling anxious and uncertain is incredibly normal. Most people feel that way. But also letting them know that we might never feel 100% ready. It might never feel like the right time. We might always have a little bit of anxiety going into it. But usually we have to get through that anxiety and get through that tough experience in order to start to feel better.
That's Jessica Schaefer, a licensed clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She says one of the most effective ways to begin improving mental health well-being is through emotional self-awareness. By tuning into our internal cues throughout the day, we can address feelings like stress or being overwhelmed before they escalate.
Just like we pay attention to our body, if we're hungry, then that means we need to eat, right? So listening to our emotions. If I'm starting to feel overwhelmed, instead of pushing that off throughout the workday or throughout the entire week, maybe I check in with myself, give myself a little bit of break.
And for those looking to support someone else, Schaefer recommends leading with empathy and curiosity. Instead of offering advice right away, start by asking what they need.
Some people are going to want to really share, and some people aren't going to feel ready to do that. And we all want and require support in different ways.
And building resilience can start with small but powerful habits. Practices like noticing moments of gratitude or surrounding yourself with emotionally supportive people can help you feel more grounded, especially during challenging times.
Find the silver lining in things that are going on in our life.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only 3 hits through 9 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in the last, this month for sure. It's really sputtered. Yeah, we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still we've got to get production and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence. I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations, but I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are 2 episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twin Smoke and Stack and Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 50s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. Some of those could be severe with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.